KINY presents Gold Medal Basketball. Listen live, stream at KINYradio.com, and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal Play-by-Play Booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, this is Bob Sims back at Juno Douglas High School and the George Houston Gymnasium. Let's see if we can remember which game this is. It's been a long, long day. This is game number 34, which means that we have eight more to go for tomorrow, and one more tonight, and nine. So one more tonight, then four tomorrow, and four on Saturday. As we are winding down this 75th Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. So we're getting there. It's getting close. And this one should be a barn burner, folks, as this is, well, you just saw Hoonah and Heidelberg, and now you're going to see Hoonah and Heidelberg again. Only this is the young version of Hoonah and Heidelberg. So let's see what happened, how these two teams got here. So Heidelberg had a bye. They defeated Metlakatla 80-69 at 1 o'clock on Sunday. They defeated Haynes by a score of 95-71 on Monday, so here they are on Thursday for Hoonah. They defeated Yakutat by a score of 70-42 on Sunday, and they defeated Angoon by a score of 63-55 on Monday. So that's how these two teams got here. Again, this is the winner's bracket game, and guess what? The loser of this game has to turn right around and play tomorrow night against that same Angoon team that has battled all the way out of the loser's bracket. Hoonah in red. Tip comes to Malachi Nichols. Nichols underneath Jalen Prince up off the glass and good. So Prince gets the first 2 points of the basketball game, and that is for Hoonah. Back the other way, Vinny Edenshaw handles a lob, goes down the lane. I think he got his own rebound on the air ball down into the left corner. Edenshaw handling the basketball, drives to the baseline. Ball slapped loose out of there by Malachi Nichols, and the lead pass ahead comes to Patrick. Patrick Garcia out on top to Sam Lamble. Lamble shot left it short. Rebound comes down to Trevor Olson for Heidelberg. Vinny long three, it's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Dibdahl. He hands it off to Lamble, off to Garcia. Garcia hits the side of the rim for three, and the rebound comes down to Vinny. Edenshaw will bring it across the timeline, hands it off in the lane to Darren. Shot up, no good, battle for the rebound, and it comes down to Jalen Prince. Prince off to Nichols. Nichols slows it down, off to Lamble. Asturias, Vinny Edenshaw's got him. Jump pass. There's Prince for three. That one's going to be short. Looks like somebody got a little piece of him or got a piece of the ball. And Vinny Edenshaw will bring it across the timeline. Ball knocked loose by Sam Lamble. He's in the lane. Little runner. Oh, well, he threw up a prayer, and guess what? It got answered. So Sam knocks down the bucket, and the lead is 4-0. So Edenshaw trying to do a little bit too much right now as handling the basketball in the lane. Bounce pass underneath to Darren. Darren dribbles to the baseline, comes back out on top. Handling the ball is Claude Young to Darren. Darren leans in, looks for someone to pass to, comes back out on top to Trevor Olson. Olson down the lane, lane parted, and Olson puts the shot up and good. And Trevor Olson gets the bucket. Back the other way, Lamble handling the basketball. He's on the end line. They go inside, and a nice defensive play by Young as the pass was too tall for Dibdahl. Dibdahl double-teaming at backcourt. Vinny off to Darren. Darren turns around, 14-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Nichols. Nichols off to, well, I thought he was going to throw the ball to Prince, but he decides to bring it across. Nichols drives, spins into the lane. Great defense by Heidelberg. Lamble, double-teamed, got to get it out of there, and it's stolen away by Vinny, and that pass has got to be higher as Vinny is about 5'8". Vinny into the lane, dishes it off. Three-point shot up and good by number 11, and that's Donald Edenshaw. So Donald knocks the shot down. And the score is now 5-4 in favor of Heidelberg. Lane ball, Sam looking for someone to pass to. Comes out on top. There's Dibdahl for three. Back rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. And it comes down to Heidelberg, and that's Claude Young. He goes ahead to Vinny. Vinny against Lane ball. Sam across the timeline, stays with Edenshaw. Edenshaw drives in the lane. Hook pass way down in the corner. There's Donald Edenshaw, no good. Rebound, up and good. And that is zero, and that's Trevor Olson. So Olson has four, and the lead is 7-4 now. As you can see, Lane Bull looking for Prince, and they need to get Dibdahl down on the block as he's playing out on top. He fakes the three, moves inside. Hook pass in the corner. There's Garcia for three. That one's going to be over and off. Block out nicely, and the rebound comes down into the hands of Trevor Olson. Olson hands it off to Vinny Edenshaw, and he'll bring it across the timeline as Lane Bull is working on him. They go down. Oh, Malachi Nelson knocked it loose. Darren Edenshaw spins in the lane. Turnaround, left it short, and the rebound comes down to Dibdahl. Dibdahl off to Lane Bull. Sam will bring it across the timeline. Passes it on top to Nichols. Nichols to Dibdahl to Garcia on the right side. Right on the top of the key, there's Lane Bull for three, and he's got it. So Lane Bull knocks down a three, and we are tied at seven, folks, as we've moved inside the four-minute mark. We've got a whistle and a foul. We'll wait. Was that on Nichols? Red 23, that is Dibdahl. So Orion picks up his first personal foul. Oh, 24. That's Nichols. I thought it was Nichols. Free throw line is Edenshaw, Vinny. First one is up, no good. The second one is up, and it's good. So Vinny with a pair of free throws now, one out of two. And the lead is 8-7. Back the other way, Garcia drives. Ball knocked loose on a great defensive play. And that pass was knocked away by Claude Young. So Young knocks it loose as Dibdahl was going to take it to the basket. Garcia will trigger the inbounds pass. Nope, now they're going to have Junior Cornell is going to trigger the inbounds pass. It comes into Lane Bull. Lane Bull for three. He's got kind of a weird shot. There's not really any. Vinny drives, plays it up off the glass, left it short. No good, and here comes Cornell. Ball tipped loose back the other way. Edenshaw off to Darren, up off the glass, and good. So Darren gets his first 2 points of the ball game. As I said, Lane Bull kind of throws the shot up there. It's a little bit of a looper, and there's not really a lot of, in fact, actually no spin on it. Had a Hall of Fame friend named Jim Dibdahl, kind of shot the ball the same way. Really didn't have a lot of spin on the ball. In the lane, Dibdahl puts the shot up and good. It's basically he just dominated with his height over Edenshaw and put it up and good. 10-9 now, Heidelberg by a point. But Jim always had that soft touch, even though he didn't have a lot of rotation on the ball. And Lane Bull is the same way. Darren handles the ball right at the top of the key. Nelson's got him. He wants a screen. He works around it. Pick and roll to Young. Young saves it in. Three-pointer is up and good by Donald Edenshaw. So a nice save, ends up with a three-pointer, and it's 13-9. Heidelberg by four. Dibdahl, ball knocked loose, picked up by Garcia in the right corner. Patrick with three, and he knocks it down. That's his first bucket. And the score is 13-12 now. We're down to the three-minute mark here in the first quarter. Edenshaw, whoop, the lane opened up. He fakes the three. Now he'll take it. It's over and off. Rebound comes down. Well, Dibdahl and Young battle for it. And I think it's going to be out of bounds as checking in is number 20, and that's Richard Moore, and now we're going to have a Heidelberg timeout. So at the 2:54 mark of the first quarter, Heidelberg 13, Hoonah 12, we will be back in 60 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial. Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
So they shut it down. Yeah. All right, we are back here. 13-12 the score. Back the other way, Malachi Nichols handling the basketball. Hoonah trying to take a lead here. They've not led yet. Nichols pulls up, 14-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Darren Edenshaw. Edenshaw will bring the ball across the timeline for Heidelberg. Oh, pick and roll in the lane. Oh, nice strip by Nichols. Wow. As Claude Young turned around and looked like, where the heck did that guy come from? Lane ball. Three-pointer by Moore, no good. It's over and off. Rebound comes down to Nichols. There's Lane Bull. Shot is up and good. Sam knocks down the three, and again, almost no rotation on that ball at all. Hoonah takes the lead. That's their first one by a score of 15-13. So the three super teams, Vinny, little eight-footer, no good. Spiral for the rebound. Vinny gets it back off to Darren. Darren pulls up, 12-footer. It's over and off. Rebound comes down to Dibdahl as the three super teams and Goon, Hoonah, and Heidelberg all here, and one of those three is going to be your champion on Saturday night. Nichols. Oh, off the Dibdahl. Nice move. Dibdahl just couldn't get it to drop as he shot it before he had a handle on it, and it kind of slid off of his hand. But that was a great look and a great pass by Nichols that time. Claude Young pulls up, free throw line. Shot up off the glass. I think that Nichols might have got a piece of it. But pulling the ball down is Claude Young, and he's going to go to the free throw line. Let's see who that foul is going to be on. Foul is going to be on 20. That is going to be Richard Moore. So Moore picks up his first personal foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Young. Shot up, back rim, no good. The score. Hoonah leading by two here. We're 7:20 here in the second quarter. Second free throw, Young, off, no good. Runs his own shot down as nobody blocked him out. And he hands the ball off to Trevor Olson. Olson tried to drive. Dibdahl did a nice job on defense. As checking in now is K.K. Hawkins. Darren Edenshaw, bounce pass, Young. Back to Darren. Darren in the lane. Shot up. Left it short. And the rebound comes down to Dibdahl. So one and done here. Moore handling the basketball for Hoonah. Bounce pass as in is Terrence Wheat. Wheat spins into the lane. Out to Moore. Moore with a three-pointer. No good. Battle for the rebound. Dibdahl picks it out of there for Hoonah. Moore back on the right point. Hands the ball off to ball on the floor, battle for it. I think we're going to have a jump ball. And that's going to be great hustle by both teams as Wheat and Olson both hit the floor. And the possession arrow is in favor of Heidelberg. So the ball will come in to Vinny. We're down to 30 seconds here. See if he can tie it or put his team ahead at the end of the quarter. Vinny drives, ball stripped loose. Nope, we got a whistle and a foul. And that I believe foul's going to be on 20 again, so that's what more, I'm sorry. So Vinny will go to the free throw line. A moment ago, he was 1 for 2. Let's see if he can hit a couple this time. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Young. So Young hits the free throw. A moment ago, he missed 2. Well, I thought Vinny got fouled on the pass. Second free throw, good. So he is now 2 for 4. Down to 20 seconds, 15 to 15. Moore goes down, hands the ball off to Cornell. Cornell back to Moore. Moore to Hawkins. Hawkins for 3. It was an air ball, and the ball was off of Young, and it's going to be out of bounds to Huna. So we're in 4.2, so we're going to have to get it in and get it up in a hurry here. Sweet. Got to get it in. And it's stolen by Edenshaw. He gets the 3 off, and it hits the rim. So at the end of the first quarter, Heidelberg and Huna in a battle to go to the championship game. The loser has to play tomorrow night. We'll be back in 60 seconds. We are tied at 15.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, Bob Sims back here at the gymnasium. And we're waiting for that second buzzer. And we get it. We are tied at 15. And a little bit deeper on the... Huna's a little bit deeper on the bench. So we'll see if that comes into play later in the ball game. Dibdahl at the free throw line. Hawkins around to pick, handling the basketball to Dibdahl on the baseline. He moves inside, off to Hawkins. Hawkins for 3. That one's going to be off the rim. Battle for the rebound, and it comes down to Heidelberg. Edenshaw, Vinny will bring it across the time as Sam Lamble has come back in. Darren Edenshaw, hook pass out on top to Young, and Wheat, great hands as he knocked the ball loose. And I think we got a sub coming in as Jalen Prince checks in, and sitting down is number 22, and that is Cornell. Edenshaw in the lane, steps back, puts it up off the glass, and good. So Vinny gets his first bucket of the ball game. He now has 3, as he was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. And going back on top is Heidelberg by a score of 17 to 15 down the lane. Ball knocked loose by Edenshaw, but picked up by Wheat. Terrence pulls up. There's a jump shot from the free throw line. That's going to be off the back rim. And the rebound is going to come down to Claude Young for Heidelberg. 17-15, Heidelberg by 2. We're inside the 9-minute mark here of the second quarter. Edenshaw drives to the baseline, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by the quick hands of Sam Lamble. Garcia checks in, and Hawkins sits down for Huna. So triggering the inbounds pass, they come into Edenshaw. He puts up a one-hander, kind of off balance, no good. Here comes Lamble. He drives. Oh, nicely blocked. And back the other way comes Edenshaw. Edenshaw off to Young. Shot up, left it short. Shot again, left it short, and Edenshaw, I actually think that Jalen Prince got a little piece of that. Edenshaw goes bounce pass to Darren on the left elbow. Darren working on Jalen Prince, comes back out on top to Vinny. So Edenshaw, Darren, and Edenshaw, Vinny. Vinny drives, up, and I've got a whistle into foul. Let's see who that one's going to be on. Foul's going to be on Dibdahl. So Orion picks up his second personal foul. Oh, sorry, first. That's right, because that other foul was not on him. That other foul was on 20. All right. So Vinny misses another free throw, and that's really unusual for him. Usually a good free throw shooter. He is 1-for-3 now. Heidelberg leads by 2, 17-15. Second free throw up and good. Sometimes with Vinny, it's just a little bit of a lack of concentration, and a three-point lead now for Heidelberg at 18-16. We've moved to 8 minutes here in the second quarter. Pass out on top to Prince. Prince, they go inside to Nichols. Off to Lamble. Lamble for three. It's over and off, and the rebound comes down to Vinny Edenshaw for Heidelberg. He hands the ball off. To Donald Edenshaw, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Vinny, Lamble knocks it loose. Vinny moves inside, reverse layup, and I think we're going to have a foul. I think it's going to be on, is it Dibdahl again? Okay. Garcia was there too. Dibdahl thought he had a pretty clean block, but I think got a little piece of Vinny's arm as well. So Vinny 2-for-4 from the line. Shoots two more. He is 3-for-5 from the line now. He is 4-for-6. And when he gets down there, you need to just relax and let him shoot his shot, because he pump fakes a lot and gets people in the air and then kind of jumps back into him. Nichols bounce pass to Prince. Up off the glass. Nice move by Jalen Prince. And he's got 4 now, and it's 20-17. The lead is cut to 3 for Heidelberg. Don't forget, the loser doesn't get any easier, as the loser gets Angoon tomorrow night. The winner goes to the championship game. Vinny, three-pointer. That one is over and off. And it's going to be out of bounds, and it's tipped out of bounds by Lamble. Checking in for Heidelberg is number one, and I'm not sure who number one is. So if somebody will climb the ladder for me and let me know who number one is, I would appreciate it. Out on top, there's Claude Young for three. No good. Rebound comes down. It's on the floor. Back to Claude Young to Vinny Edenshaw. Edenshaw looking for a Young screen. Moves inside, up off the glass to Darren, and good. So Trevor gets his sixth point. Lamble handling the basketball. The lead is 5 for Heidelberg. Jalen Prince off to Malachi Nichols. Nichols looking on the baseline. They go to Garcia, back to Nichols. And boy, Claude Young is pushing on Dibdahl. Ball knocked loose. Here comes the home run pass. Off to number one for Heidelberg. Another three-pointer over and off. Battle for the rebound, and it comes down. Dibdahl tips it into the hands of Lamble. Lamble comes back the other way. Off to Orion. Orion working on Claude Young. Spins into the lane. Right on top to Sam. Sam for three, and this time he knocks it down. So Lamble with 11 now, as he knocks down the three. 22-20, the lead down to 2 for Heidelberg. Vinny, long NBA three, got it. So Edenshaw knocks down a three to answer Lamble's three, and that lead is back up to 5 at 25-20. In the lane, Prince off the glass and good. Boy, that's a tough shot going left with the right hand up off the glass. 25-22 now. Back the other way, Vinny drives into the lane, spins. I think that Garcia got a piece of that, as the shot was well short. And here comes Huna on the run. They are down by 3. Lamble handling the basketball. Prince over and off with a shot. and we're down to 4:30 here in the first half. Eden Shaw, Vinny handling the basketball. They go inside to Young. Oh, nice block by Prince. I'm sorry, that was Olson. Three-pointer up and good, and that's Donald Eden Shaw as he knocks down his third three-pointer. The lead now 6 for Heidelberg. Then he turns around, claps his hands. Let's get some defense. Garcia, that's over and off. You knew that one was going to miss. Prince runs it down. Off to Nichols. To Lamble. They go inside to Dibdahl. Orion, and they're doing a nice job of keeping him out of the lane. Garcia, the ball's knocked out of bounds. Nicely saved. Shot up off the glass. Dibdahl pins it on the backboard. And it was to Nichols. That was a great defensive play by Dibdahl. And he wants a breather, so going checking in is going to be Cornell. And Dibdahl is going to sit down for a quick breather. Man, he never gave up on that as he pinned that one on the backboard as Olson went up for the layup. 28-22, Hoonah handling the basketball. We're down to 3:30. Cornell goes down the lane, up off the glass, left it short. Battle for the rebound comes down to Trevor Olson. He hands it off to Eden Shaw, and Vinny will bring it across the timeline. Again, Lamble working on Vinny. Lamble just about as quick, doesn't quite handle the ball as well, and Vinny a little bit stronger. Garcia with a double team. And let's wait and see what happened. Okay, they are going to count the basket. So the bucket's good for Eden Shaw. He's going to shoot one. And the foul is going to be on Pat Garcia. Lead now 8. Eden Shaw could make it 9. Free throw up and good. So Vinny hits the free throw. And the lead is now 9 at 31-22. Well, they have not been able to get Dibdahl involved in the offense at all, and that's been part of Hoonah's problem. Cornell handling the ball out on top. Garcia rolls through the middle. Nichols from the top, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it comes down to Darren Edenshaw. So Hoonah has gone cold, and they're down by 9. 2:48 to go. Vinny drives inside, up off the glass, and I think it's going to be Nichols as Edenshaw will go back to the line. That's Vinny. And that foul was on Malachi Nichols, his second. Free throw by Eden Shaw is up and good. So Orion with a quick breather. And he's back in. The lead is 10. As Eden Shaw had a quick question for the referee. Second one is up, and it's good. Lead is now 11, 33-22, and Hoonah needs a couple of buckets here to get back in this ball game. Pass goes to Dibdahl underneath to Nichols, up off the glass and good. And that's what they need to do is if they're going to double and triple team Orion, people need to start cutting to the basket and not just hanging around waiting for him to do something. Long three-pointer by Darren, and he knocks down his first three. And we are going to have a 30-second timeout for Hoonah. 36-24, 2:18 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
So we found out who number one is. He isn't number nine, so that's Jared Edenshaw as he checks out. Garcia, they look inside once again for Dibdahl, and they need to move the ball because they're triple-teaming in them, and it's like, hey, Orion's not going to beat us. Somebody else is going to have to beat us. So they need to figure that out and do something different. Darren Edenshaw moves into the lane. 12-foot jump shot is up and good. So Darren knocks down the shot. He's got seven now, and the lead is 14 as Heidelberg running away and hiding here in the first half. And Huna's going to have to get some offense going. Nichols off to Dibdahl. Orion, 14-footer, side rim. And when he gets an opportunity, he's going to have to knock the shot down. Vinny goes, let's slow it down. We got a minute 20 here in the first half. They go down on the baseline to Darren. Darren. Shot up. I think Dibdahl got a piece of that one. And Jalen Prince, and he's going to be fouled by Claude Young. No, I don't think that's a jump ball. Not when you're hanging on to his arm. So Claude Young picks up his first personal foul. Jalen Prince going to inbound the ball. We have a minute and 11 seconds, and it's a 14-point lead in this B winners bracket game. It's 38-24. Lambeau, little running one-hander, no good. Rebound comes down right into the hands of Donald Edenshaw. Donald off to Vinny. Vinny across the timeline, working on Nichols. Nichols just kind of backs off and says, dribble between your legs and behind your back all you want. Another three-pointer up and good by Donald as he's got four threes now, and he's only missed once. And the lead is now 16 at 41-24, down to 40 seconds to go. Lambeau, are they going to work for one? Sam, long three-pointer over and off. Battle for the rebound, and it comes down to Donald Edenshaw. Vinny's going to bring it across the timeline, and I would expect, unless they get a layup, that he will probably, he's just kind of standing out here at half court looking at the clock. He's going, let's do one. Nichols has him. Darren sets the pick. Nichols slides through it. Vinny off to Darren. Darren underneath, and it's stolen away by Dibdahl. Stolen back by Darren. Darren for three. It's over and off. Dibdahl, long down court pass at the buzzer. And it's 41-24, and we have 4/10. Well, we can have a catch-and-shoot with 4/10, so they get it into Vinny, and he hits the top of the backboard. So at the end of the first half, it's 41 for Heidelberg. It's 24 for Huna. This is Class B winner's bracket. The winner goes to the championship. The loser has to play Yangon tomorrow night. We will be back in 2 minutes, with first half statistics.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted. Napa know-how!
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, we are at halftime, Class B action. This is winner's bracket. Heidelberg taking it to Hoona right now. We were tied at 15, and suddenly Heidelberg took off and hit, and it's 41-24. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Heidelberg, Trevor Olson had 6, Darren Edenshaw had 7, 4 for Claude Young, 14 for Vinny Edenshaw, including 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. He was 7 for 10 from the free throw line. And Donald Edenshaw had 12 as he had 4 threes, and that's the 41 points for Heidelberg. For Hoona, 1 three-pointer for Garcia, 11 points for...
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, Bob Sims back. Let's run. I know the call dropped, so I don't know if we got the scoring recap then or not, so let's do it really quickly. For Heidelberg, Olson with 6, Darren Edenshaw with 7, Claude Young with 4, 14 for Vinny, and 12 for Donald on 4 threes. For Hoona, Garcia had a 3. Sam Lamble had 3 threes and a 2 for 11. 2 points for Orion, 4 points for Nichols, and 4 points for Jaden Prince. So it's 41-24. And remember, this is the 75th annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. I'd like to run down our sponsor list really quickly here. Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto and Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, Subway, Kootsnawoo, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, The Mason Jar, Glacier Auto, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska. And a lot of people are going, well, where's the Mason Jar? Well, I know where it is. I'm not exactly sure that I know what it is, but I know where it is, and it is down in the Foodland Shopping Center. So at least we know, and it's over by the pull tab place. I just happened to see it today as I was down there by the Foodland Shopping Center. So Heidelberg will handle the basketball. 17-point lead. I'm sorry, Vinny Shaw long three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes down to Lamble for Hoona. Bounce pass to Garcia. Looking inside for Dibdahl. Young has done a nice job on him. Nichols off to Sam. Lamble dribbles it out as Edenshaw has him. They go on the baseline to Jalen Prince. Inside, Dibdahl. He's working on Claude Young. And, boy, Young has just got his knee right in Dibdahl's backside. And, that's supposed to be illegal, but obviously they're not letting him. Claude Young. Ball's on the floor as he throws it ahead. And stolen right back by Prince. Prince off to Lane Bull. Sam gets the ball into Dibdahl. Dibdahl drives, left it short. Battle for the rebound, and I think we're going to have a foul on Orion. Little frustration foul on Orion, as he's having to work hard, as Claude Young is doing a nice job. Although he's about 3 or 4 inches shorter, he's just a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger. Dibdahl almost had the steal. Edenshaw handling the basketball. That's Vinny. Working against Lane Bull. Nice job by Sam, as Vinny kind of, well, let's be honest, he does a little bit too much dribbling sometimes. I mean, a lot of times it's successful, but a lot of times the ball gets knocked loose, and Lane Bull's just about as quick. So they want the kids to go by or get out of the way, because they're standing right there and they don't want a player to run over the top of them. Young comes into Edenshaw. He's double-teamed. Now Sam's got him. Ball knocked loose again. Edenshaw, again, a little bit too much dribbling. Lost the handle. Ahead to Nichols. Nichols underneath looking for Prince. Just Prince couldn't quite get there, as the pass was a good idea. The pass was just a little too hard. So a turnover, as Donald Edenshaw hands the ball into Darren. And he will bring it across the timeline. Dibdahl's got Darren. We've got a pick in there with Olson looking for Edenshaw. He goes inside. Vinny handles the basketball up over Orion. And Orion basically said, nope, not this time. As he basically, that's what he needs to do, is just stand his ground. Nichols off to Dibdahl. Dibdahl down the lane. Out on top to Lane Bull. Lane Bull sets a pick. Sam off to Nichols. Long three-pointer by Prince, no good. Battle for the rebound to Lane Bull. Lane Bull for three, side of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Olson for Heidelberg. Still 41-24, a lot of action, not much scoring so far. Down they come to Darren Edenshaw. He turns around, throws up a three, no good. Olson off the glass, he left it short. And the rebound comes down to Dibdahl for Huna. Off to Prince, off to Lane Bull, as Orion sets the pick at the top. Sam with a three, well short. Rebound comes down to Prince. We're going to have a foul, and that is going to be on Donald, number 11. So Donald Edenshaw, probably not a bad foul, as Prince was about 6 feet from the basket and was going to turn around. So Donald picks up his first personal foul, and Huna has to trigger the inbounds pass instead of getting a layup. They come in to Nichols. To Dibdahl, to Garcia, to Prince on the baseline. There's Dibdahl for three, over and off, battle for the rebound, and it comes down to Olson. Boy, they're just not letting him get down onto the block without a double team. Edenshaw, again, a lot of fancy dribbling up off the glass, and again, Dibdahl changed that shot. Nichols, here comes Huna on the run. Four on two, Nichols off to Prince, left it short. Looked like, okay. And it's 41-24. Still nobody has scored here in the second half. Darren Edenshaw. Out on top to Donald. Donald says, well, I'm going to break that scoring drought, as he knocks down a three. He has 5 3-pointers, and he has 15 points now. The lead is 20. 44-24. As Huna in a scoring drought. Prince, free throw line. They go down to Dibdahl. Dibdahl up off the glass, and I think Vinny might have got a piece of it from behind. Garcia to Lane Bull, drives down, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be on Olson. So Olson picks up the foul. One on Trevor. And Lane Bull's going to have to go to the free throw line. Actually, they called that on Donald Edenshaw. Lane Bull, first free throw is up and no good. Well, when you have the clock stopped and you're at the free throw line, oh, I guess he did. It did roll around and drop in. I'm sorry. I looked away and I looked back. Second free throw is up and good. So Sam has 13 now. and the lead is 18 at 44-26. Well, Huna's going to have to make a big push here if they expect to get back into this ball game. Vinny to the baseline, left it high off the glass. Again, I think Dibdahl obviously influenced that shot. Lameball off to Cornell, up and good as Junior just checks in and puts the shot up and good. Ogney fast break, and that's two in a row now. See if they can get a defensive stop and hit another one. Back the other way. Young drives up over, long rebound, comes down to Cornell. Oh, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be on Claude Young. And it looks like we're going to have a Huna timeout. So at the 5:21 mark of the third quarter, it's Heidelberg 44. It's Huna 28. That 20-point lead is now 16. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
You know, when this tournament's done, I'm going to have to ask Kelly what gobs of colors are. I've thought about that all week long as I've listened to that commercial, and back the other way. Lameball goes inside to Dibdahl. Orion spins, left it short. Oh, the ball slipped out of his hand, but Cornell got the rebound. Garcia, pump fake three. Nope, can't get it to drop. And the rebound comes down to Young. Well, they had a couple of chances there to cut it to 14, and they couldn't get it done. Claude Young handling the basketball. Off to Darren Edenshaw, back to Young. In the corner, there's Donald Edenshaw. This time they decide, well, maybe we better get up on him since he's hit 5 out of 6. And I think that one's going to be on Garcia. Yep. You know, you kind of reach across and slap him on the arm, and then you look at the ref as the ball comes loose like, huh, I didn't get him. Well, he didn't lose the ball all on his own. Vinny drives over to Darren. Darren for three. That one's going to be an air ball. The rebound comes down to Vinny. He wisely takes it out. Darren will shoot another three, and this one he dropped in. So Darren goes, well, if I can't hit a three from the right side, I'll hit a three from the left point. 47-28. Lead is 19. Nichols to the free throw line. Ball knocked loose and saved nicely by Olson, who hands the ball to Donald Edenshaw, who hands the ball to Vinny Edenshaw. And Vinny will bring the ball across the timeline. Off to Darren. Darren moves into the lane, pulls up, 12-foot jump shot is good. And right now the lead is 21, and Huna just can't get anything strung together. They did for a minute and got it down to 16, and it's now back up to 21. Bounce pass into Dibdahl. They double-team to Garcia. Somebody's got to make them pay when they double-team. Rebound comes down to Vinny Edenshaw, and Huna just isn't able to do that at this point in time. Vinny working on Lameball. Vinny drives, hooks it into the corner to Young. Darren Edenshaw. And his foot was on the line, so that one's only going to be a two, as he has 7 in the quarter, 14 for the ball game, and it's 51-28 now. Lameball looking for Dibdahl. Bounce pass to Dibdahl. Young has him. Dibdahl. Oh, there's Nichols in the lane. Turns around. 14-footer is good. So Nichols knocks down the shot. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul, and it's going to be on Lameball. So Sam reaches in and got caught with his hand in the proverbial cookie jar. So 51-30 as Richard Moore checks in. He's working on Young as Lane Bull working on Vinny Edenshaw. Vinny at the right point, drives inside to the lane. Reverse layup up off the glass and good. It's amazing, as short as he is, how he gets inside and gets the ball up off the glass. He must practice those shots for hours and hours and hours, because that's not your average shot. He just kind of throws it up off the backboard with some spin, but it looks like he does it all the time. Well, we know he does it all the time because we see him do it all the time. Moore had the three, didn't take it. They go inside on the block to Dibdahl. Dibdahl up off the glass and good, and he's going to be fouled. I think that one's going to be on Claude Young. So finally they don't double-team him, and as soon as they don't double-team him, he gets the shot up and manages to get down on the block. Just needs more of that. Free throw up and good. So he has 5 points. He had a bucket in the first, and he's now got a bucket in the third. We're down to 2 minutes, and the lead is 20. Vinny drives up off the glass and good. So Vinny again, as he went right around Lane Bull that time, and Orion was on the weak side and couldn't get over to change the shot or block it. Dibdahl in the lane. Cornell from the right, left-hand corner. Sorry about that. As Junior knocks down a three, he's got 5 points now. It's 55-36. Darren had the shot from the free throw line, didn't take it. Claude Young, reverse dribbles, gives it to Darren on the right baseline, and I think we've got a timeout. Yep. Heidelberg wants a timeout. Is it going to be a 60 or is it going to be a 30? It looks like it's going to be a 60. We're down to a minute 15 in the third. It's 55 for Heidelberg, 36 for Hoonah. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at junoauto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Off the inbounds pass, then he drove again. Dibdahl made him change his shot. He missed it coming back the other way. Wheat on a run out. He got fouled, but he can't hit the first free throw. So these free throws are important. You have to score with the clock stopped if you're going to get back into the ball game. And Hoonah has not done a good job of that. Second free throw by Terrence is up, and it's good. So he gets one out of two. Lead down to 18. We're down to a minute here in the third. Claude Young across the timeline off to Darren Edenshaw. Darren drives to the right baseline. He spins, hands it back out to Vinny. Vinny, double-teamed, back to Darren. Darren for three, left it short. Rebound down to Lane Bull. There's Wheat on a run out, up off the glass and good. Well, not very many easy shots for Hoonah, but they got one that time. Lead down to 16, 55, 39. Ball knocked loose. Here comes a two-on-one. Lane Bull to Wheat. Lane Bull off the glass and good. And that's what happens when you try to split a double team instead of passing out of it. And they're going to trigger the inbounds pass. Donald Edenshaw. He comes ahead to Claude Young. Off to Darren. Darren back to Young. Up off the glass and good. Nice move by Claude Young as he's got six now. And the lead is 16. Lanebow handling the basketball down to two. He's got to get the shot up. Dibdahl at the buzzer and he left it short. So at the end of the third quarter, it's Heidelberg 57, Hoonah 41. We will be back in 60 seconds with final quarter action.
Now back to more play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines. Club 49 continues in a moment.
Hey there, movers and shakers. At Cootes Nauwoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Cootes Nauwoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Cootes Nauwoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, we're back here at 57-41. Shot was put up, and I think Dibdahl got called for going over the back, so that's going to be his fourth foul. And he kind of goes, what? It was pretty obvious, Orion. 51-47. Here comes Vinny down the lane. Oh, and he got it up off the glass and good. As Vinny has 20 now, he's certainly not afraid to go in among the Giants. And Dibdahl at 6'7 is a lot taller. Lanebow goes around to pick. Down to Cornell. Cornell back to Lanebow. Sam wide open. And everything he's shooting now is short. So Nichols and Prince check in. Sitting down is Cornell and Richard Moore. 59-41. Here comes Vinny. He'll bring it across the timeline for Heidelberg. Darren sets the pick. Pass goes to Darren. Darren back out on top to Vinny. I would imagine they'll look to run a little bit of clock here as Wheat has Vinny. Vinny, ball's knocked loose. And I think, well, we could easily have a foul here. Let's see what's going to be called. Yep. As the foul is on Vinny, as that was a great steal by Terrence Wheat. And Vinny jumped right on top of him to try to get it back. So turnover for Heidelberg. 59-41, Lanebow handling the basketball. You guys got to be in a little bit of a hurry down here. You're down 18. Dibdahl spins into the lane. Tough shot off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound, and you want to be careful. Don't get a frustration foul here. You already got four. Go back and play defense. Pass comes to Donald Edenshaw. Back to Vinny. Vinny, oh, ball knocked. Well, he bobbled it. But Darren picked it up. Oh, and there's five. As Orion just is frustrated out of his mind. And he just picked up his fifth personal foul, so he has one more as he's going to sit down for a rest. Free throw by Darren Edenshaw. First one is up and good. This is Darren's first time at the line. Boy, Vinny has struggled. Heidelberg has done a really, really nice job, and Hoonah has not adjusted. As he had 28 the other night, but they have just not, Hoonah's just not adjusted as other people have not picked up the slack, and they've just done a really, really nice defensive job. Give Claude Young a lot of credit. Second free throw is up and good by Darren. So he knocks down a pair, and the lead is now 61-41. We're at the 8-minute mark. Lane Bull off to Garcia, on top to Malachi. Malachi had the jump shot, didn't take it. Off to Junior Cornell. There's Garcia. He fakes the three. Off to Jalen Prince, on top to Nichols. They go inside to Cornell, up off the glass and good. Nice move by Cornell. He's got seven now. Back the other way. Handling the basketball is Jared Edenshaw. He hands it off to Darren. Darren Garcia working against Darren. Darren pulls up. 14-footer is going to leave it short. And the rebound comes down to Cornell for Hunem. They're down by 18, and they need to get some buckets here. Nichols handling the basketball as we're inside. We're at the 7-minute mark now, 7:08. Garcia for three. It's over and off. Boy, those were dropping the other night, but, boy, he just can't buy a basket. He has one. Well, I apologize. Yeah, he has one three-pointer, and that was way back in the first quarter. Pass to Nichols, off to Lamble. Lamble to Jordan Prince. He goes down the lane, up off the glass. We're going to have a whistle and a foul, and I think that's going to be on Donald. Let's wait. That's kind of one of those delayed whistles where, hey, if he makes the shot, we're going to play on. But since he didn't make the shot, you obviously affected it. Prince, free throw up. Good. So Jalen, his first time at the free throw line, he has 5 points now with a couple of buckets. And it's 61 for Heidelberg, and it's 44 for Huna. Second free throw up and good. Nope, Prince up off the glass, left it a little long, and the rebound comes down to Heidelberg. Boy, he can't even get a layup to drop. Well, the crowd was enthusiastic at halftime, but a lot of them have left here at the end of the third quarter. I mean, there's still some Huna fans here, but not nearly as many as there were. Garcia hands the ball off to Cornell. Oh, nice pass underneath to Prince. And they basically, smart move, they just backed off and let him lay it up so they could keep the clock running. Oh, now they're going to stop it as we got a little bit of perspiration on the game ball. We're down to 6:28. Remember, the winner will go to the championship game on Saturday, and the loser will play tomorrow at 7 p.m. against Angoon. Pass comes ahead to Vinny Edenshaw. Double team, spins out of it. Nichols has him. They've tried various players. Vinny just dribbling against Malachi. Malachi up guarding him. Vinny spins into the lane. Double teamed. Hook pass out on top to Donald. Donald off to Darren, back to Vinny. Vinny always tries to have the ball in his hands. Sam Lamble has actually done a really nice job defensively on him, but Lamble's taking a little breather here. Vinny down the lane, right into Cornell, comes back out on top to Donald. Lamble's got him. Nope, they go to Jared Edenshaw, and he stepped on the end line, and it was a bad pass. And we have a sub coming in, as checking in is Wheat. So Wheat comes in, and Malachi will sit back down. So Lambo will bring it across the timeline. We're down to 5:30 now, and the lead is 15 as it's 61-46. Heidelberg leading. Prince down the lane, up off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound. Olson tips it into the hands of Edenshaw. That's Vinny to Darren, who will bring it across the timeline. Darren handles it, dribbles all the way across the court from the right point to the left point, and gets called for the double dribble. Nice defense by Jalen Prince that time as he forced that turnover. Back the other way, Cornell, and that ball, well, they didn't call it, but that ball, well, it didn't go either. That ball hit the stanchion above the basket. And we're going to have a foul on Terrence Wheat. And actually, that was Wheat's shot. And that's Wheat's frustration foul. We are not in the bonus yet. So Dibdahl checks back in. And Claude Young checks back in as Jared Edenshaw sits down. Vinny handling the basketball. And now Lane Bull is back on him. Sam moving his feet. About the only one who might be about as quick as these two. Oh, nice pass underneath. Claude Young went for the layup and couldn't get it. And Sam Lane Bull picks up the foul. The only one who might be as quick as these two is Aquino Brinson. That's three burners with Lane Bull, Edenshaw, Vinny, and so Lane Bull picks up his second personal foul. Still Vinny versus Lane Bull. And, of course, Aquino played for JD. His senior year, he also played defensive back and wide receiver. And he was one heck of a defensive back, I'll tell you that. Of course, Dom played for JD, went on to play for UAF. Handling the basketball, Olson goes down the lane, up off the glass, and good. So Trevor just kind of playing a little coy there, and it's 63-46. Garcia goes around a Dibdahl pick. Free throw line, there's Prince, up and good. So Huna trading buckets, and that's just not going to get it done, folks, as the lead back to 15. And the ball knocked out of bounds. And it'll still be out of bounds to Heidelberg as the quick hands of Lane Bull knocked it away from Darren Edenshaw. Pass comes into Vinny in the backcourt as we move inside the four-minute mark. Vinny handling the ball. Heidelberg really not in any hurry. I'm sure they'll probably look for a drive and a layup. They go underneath to Claude Young. He comes back out on top to Donald Edenshaw as the presence of Dibdahl kind of kept him from shooting that ball. Vinny handling the basketball. And Lane Bull, I think, is going to pick up the foul. Sam a little frustrated. So that's going to be his third, and Vinny's going to go to the line. So he has shot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He is 7 for 10 in the first half. These will be his first free throws of the second half. Up, back rim, no good. So that's how he began his string of 10. In fact, he was 2 out of 3. He missed 2 out of his first 3. And then hit 7 in a row. So here in the quarter, he missed the first one. Lead is still 63-48 in favor of Heidelberg. Oh, and he missed 2 in a row. That's a little unusual. And Huna has to capitalize. Oh, Dibdahl right through the middle. And he couldn't get the shot to drop. Terrence Wheat spins into the lane. Off to Prince. Shot up. Prince can't get it to drop. And ball knocked out of bounds, and I think it's going to be, yep. Ooh. Well, I mean, that's a good call because even though the ball went off of Donald Edenshaw, Jalen Prince fouled him, so it's like, hey, I'm not going to call a foul. I'm just going to give it to the other team, which is, you know, that happens a lot. You don't want to slow the game down or anything. So Vinny's double team. Pass comes on the backside to Donald Edenshaw. He's double-teamed, gets the ball off to Olson. Olson says, nah, I'm not going to shoot. I'm going to bring it out. We're going to run some more clock. 15-point lead, Heidelberg in no hurry. And like I said, I would think that it's going to take a backdoor layup or a driving layup, as I really don't think that we're going to see any long shots. Edenshaw lost the handle, trying to get too fancy there again. And Dibdahl moves into the lane, spins. Gets it off. There's Garcia. Let's see if he can knock one down. There he does. As that's his second three as he finally knocks one down. We're down to 2-10 and the lead is 12. 63-51. Olson off to Edenshaw. And we're going to have a holding foul and that's going to be on Garcia. So Vinny went around him, and Garcia says, nope, I'm going to make him earn it from the free throw line. As he just reached out and grabbed Vinny, and Vinny will go back to the line. So he was 7 for 10 in the first half, and I think Heidelberg's going to take a timeout. So we've got 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go. It's 63 for Heidelberg. It's 51 for Huna. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, so going back to the free throw line, once again, is going to be Vinny Edenshaw. He has 20. He just missed his first two of the second half after being 7 for 10 in the first half. Lead is 12. See if he can stretch to 14. Free throw up and good. So after missing two in a row, he has now hit the first of a pair. Second one is up, in and out, no good. So the lead is 13 for Heidelberg. We're down to 2 minutes. Lane Bull in the lane. Boy, he's missing everything. Prince up. Ball stripped out of there by Donald Edenshaw. Off to Darren. Darren gives the ball to Vinny, and here they come across the timeline. We're down to a minute 55. Underneath to Young, up off the glass, and good. So Claude was just kind of down there going, well, if you give me the ball, I can lay it up, and they did. Lead back to 15 again. Lane Bowl goes down the lane, throws up a prayer. Oh, my goodness. And it's going to be answered. Donald Edenshaw is just shaking his head like, what am I supposed to do? I'm standing here and the kid runs into me, throws up a prayer. Well, that prayer got answered this time as Lane Bull will go to the free throw line. And Sam will shoot a pair. So Lane Bull has 15. And he is 2 for 2 from the line as they're wiping up some perspiration down here. Minute 38. Free throw for Sam is up and good. Second free throw for Sam is up, and it's also good. So Lane Bull hits a pair of free throws. He now has 17. And the lead is now down to 13. Well, Huna's going to press in backcourt. Are they going to foul? We're down to a minute 30. Yep, there is Cornell. So Cornell picks up the foul, and I guess they're going to try to make him earn it at the free throw line. So this minute and 30 might stretch into 5 or 10 minutes as if Huna's going to foul every time, but they really don't have a choice. They tried for the double team steal. It didn't happen. So going to the free throw line is going to be Olson. Trevor with 8. This will be his first free throw. Back rim. Oh, no, back board. But hey, it swished right in, so whatever works, right? He's got 9 now. Second free throw. This one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Cornell for Huna. In a rush, Garcia out on top to Dibdahl. Dibdahl in the lane, stolen away by Vinny Edenshaw. Vinny, Dibdahl's got him. He's double-teamed. Orion working on Dibdahl. Dibdahl trying to get the call, and it doesn't happen. Well, are we going to see our first dunk? Oh, and he missed it. And that's justice. Lainbow can't get the three to drop. Lainbow almost with a steal. Now they do get the steal. Hawkins for three, and he knocks it down. So KK gets on the board. It's still going to be too little too late as we're down to 35 seconds. Ball knocked loose. The lead is 11. Olsen up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Two on one. Back to Cornell up off the glass. And good. So Cornell's got nine now. We're down to 25. And the lead is nine. Across the timeline is going to be... Oh, double teamed. Well, they didn't want to call it as they wanted the clock run out. But when he got tripped, when Claude Young got tripped, they had to make the call. So that foul is going to be on Cornell. That's his second. And Claude Young will go to the free throw line as he will shoot a pair. He was 2 for 4 in the first half. This one is up and good. So he missed his first two. Then he's hit three in a row now as Richard Moore checks in. And Orion Dibdahl sits down. Second free throw up and good. So it's back to 11, 69-58. Here's Garcia for three, and he got it. But again, it's going to be too little too late. 69-61 is going to be our final, folks. So that's the end of the ball game. Heidelberg 69, Hoonah 61. We'll be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes to wrap it up.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, Bob Sims back here at the gymnasium. I'm going to run down the scoring for both teams. I'll give you another 60-second break, and then I'm going to set up what's going to happen tomorrow just to let you know. So for Heidelberg, 67 points. They're advancing to the Saturday championship game. So Trevor Olsen had 9, Darren Edenshaw with 16, Claude Young with 9, and a stellar, outstanding job on Orion Dibdahl. 22 points for Vinny Edenshaw. Jared Edenshaw played, didn't score, and Donald Edenshaw had 15 on 5 three-pointers, 67 points. For Hoonah, 9 points for Pat Garcia. He had 3 threes. K.K. Hawkins had 1 3 for 3. 7 points for Lainbull. 15, 16, 17 points for Sam. I forgot to put the 1 up there. 6 points for Wheat. Cornell had 9 points. 5 for Malachi Nichols. Jalen Prince had or I'm sorry, 5 for Orion Dibdahl. Malachi Nichols had 8 and 7 for Jalen Prince. So that wraps up the scoring. So let's go back to KINY for one more 60-second spot, and then we'll come in and wrap up the day and set up tomorrow. Right back after
gold medal
60 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how!
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, Bob Sims back here after a long day. After a long day of basketball, Bob Sims back here to wrap things up. First of all, let's run down the... Let's run down the scores of our games. So the first four games today were loser bracket games. So in the Masters, Kluckwan beat Angoon 66-55. Women loser out, Yakutat beat Angoon 51-28. Loser out, C bracket.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself. What's your favorite sidekick?
Hey there, movers and shakers. At Cootes Nuwoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets. We're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Cootes Nuwoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Cootes Nuwoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, fans, thank you so much for staying with us for the gold medal competition here in the 75th anniversary. Bob Sims lost the feed. I don't think he knows he's gone, but that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back with more gold medal action coming your way tomorrow morning right here on KINY. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball, live from the KINY Play-by-Play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, the only free travel benefits program designed just for Alaskans. Don't miss a moment. Download the Gold Medal Basketball podcast at KINYradio.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.